Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I have to explain that?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Users lose all sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
What's up, everybody? Beyond.
What's up? It's Podcast Beyond episode 278. It is a historic emergency Podcast Beyond.
We haven't had an emergency Podcast Beyond in 2 years.
This is a better occasion than having to celebrate the PlayStation Network no longer being broken. I'm one of your hosts here, Greg Miller, alongside Powerhouse, formerly known as Ryan Clements.
Hello.
The Dark Knight of News, Andrew Goldfarb.
Is this about Super Bowl plans? Is that what we're doing?
Goldfarb, no! And he only does everything. Colin Moriarty.
Hello.
Colin, what happened yesterday?
The Islanders.
No, you jackass.
We got an invite in the mail, in the email, not in the rail. No courier came to our office.
Real the real mail.
But we got an invite to New York City, February 20th. We're going to see what's next for the PlayStation brand.
The future.
The future. Wrap it up.
When there are only three facts to this story, we can all very much be on the same page.
Jacob. So I think it was around three or so, maybe a little later, on Twitter, on Facebook, on I think PlayStation blog, elsewhere. Sony just sent out a blast saying, you know, glimpse the future of PlayStation, whatever, cryptic video showing the four face button logos from the DualShock. Concurrent to that, like I said, we got our invites in the mail. We accepted. We will be there. Mm-hmm.
And leaving out the best part, which was Shuhei Ishida's tweet, which was just an exclamation point and a question mark.
I didn't see that. That's awesome.
How would that sound, Goldfarb?
It would be like, to me, like, hmm? That's kind of a little subdued.
What was that noise?
The exclamation point. So that would just be a question mark sound. The exclamation point makes it more excited.
It's just a box.
Yeah, that's good. Good. Okay. Well, this is going well already.
I'm glad we called this emergency.
So February 20th. The thing is, we had done our annual predictions a while ago. This pretty much plays into all of them, right? That we were going to see PlayStation 4 before E3.
I think that I called the month of February, by the way, as when we would see the reveal.
We'll have to really turn to M-Dog to find out.
M-Dog, drop your AP science class and get to work on what
he doesn't
set.
Have to drop the course entirely.
Just do his emergency beyond. The least you can do is stop going to school.
I think I said, you know, very early in the year.
For sure. Yeah, we've been saying next few weeks, next few months, something like that. And here we are, out of the blue. Well, now I said this to their faces. There, what a bunch of dicks PlayStation are. They have this PlayStation event, 2 day event in LA. So everyone who covers PlayStation, they bring to one place. And while they do that, in the back end, they announce all this other stuff and put this out.
It's very, like I was telling you, it's very serendipitous for us because, you know, Greg and I were there together, but I was there early doing something, and then Greg and I were there for a while together, and then I left early. I covered the Vita games, Greg covered the PS3 games, and then I was back in San Francisco for when this happened, so I was able to cover it. So they didn't get us, Greg. No, they didn't get us.
They tried.
No, nope.
Tried to.
Can't keep Podcast Beyond down.
No. I get done playing The Last of Us. My phone's been vibrating the whole time. I pull it out. I've missed a call from Colin, which never happens, and I have a text there. Call me back ASAP. I call Colin. The first thing he says, did you get the email? Like, he told me to call you back. I'm not checking my email.
Yeah, Greg and I never talk on the phone, so we only talk on the phone when there's an emergency of some sort.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see what, you know, because we were with Sony for a while, and so Poker Face Mania.
Excellent move on Sony PR, I'll let you know, and everybody who knew something, because nobody said anything. It's usually, me and Colin were talking about this, we were out the night before with some people who will remain nameless, and they were telling us all sorts of secrets about upcoming games and things we can't talk about in huge news you'd really like to know but we can't say, and no one mentioned, you might want to keep an eye on your email tomorrow, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there was no indication of all the stuff we were talking about, which was interesting and fun. Not a single indication that, like, the next day literally like 14 hours later was
you didn't get back to your hotel rooms and there was just an hourglass like
that would have been phenomenal.
Do you remember
like an Independence Day countdown clock? Time's up.
Remember that year at E3 when Microsoft put like the Kinect thing in the mirror? That's that was sucked. Terrifying.
That was weird. They went into your hotel rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that. I remember someone telling me that they didn't appreciate how they had the "don't come into my room," like "don't disturb me." Yeah. And they still. Oh,
they
was it you?
In. Yeah,
yeah. It was Goldfarb. I was saying that, which is unbelievable.
It's like, stay out of my room.
Even minimum wage maids give Goldfarb no respect. They won't even remotely give him a chance.
Mm-hmm. It's important to note. We don't know that this is going to be a PlayStation 4, but it is the healthiest and 100% assumption, I think.
Yes. And now here's – exactly. It is the healthy assumption. And we have the quote in the story I found interesting yesterday. I'm at this event playing God of War, playing Last of Us, and Last of Us preview goes live Monday – or, you know, Sunday, Monday, midnight, Pacific time. Watch for that. Go watch God of War now on IGN. I talked to PR about it, and, you know, they give the whole line that's in the story of, you know, it's about the future of the PlayStation business or whatever. And I said, is it PlayStation 4? And rather than no, or we don't comment on rumors or whatever, it's just, this is about the future of the PlayStation. I'm like, all right, that's nice. Like,
yeah, it was good. It was convenient that I didn't have to email them. I'm like, Greg, can you do me two favors?
Yeah.
One, can you ask them if we can say that we were invited and we will be there? Two, can you ask them for comment? And it worked out beautifully. I had both answers in 2 minutes. So that's what's perfect about having Greg around the old Sony folks there instead of having to go through the digital means.
Maybe we should just have Greg be with them at all times.
That would be helpful. That would be helpful. I flew back today on the plane with some Sony folks.
How you feeling, man? You just got back today.
Just landed. Raining here.
God, you're probably covered.
I'll tell you what.
Covered
you
in germs.
I'm going to tell you something.
I'm totally covered in germs.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I throw up all over the keyboard.
We have a bunch of emails here about this, so let's just get a few of them.
Should we talk all about the rumors and stuff that came out last night, or no?
Sure. You want to do that instead of talk to our fans?
No, that's not.
What are the rumors? Here's the thing is, I'm so already sick of the rumors. And like,
I totally agree.
You hope some of this would stop. And like, I really like, whatever, all these other outlets who are posting stories like, and it's going to be, we have sources confirming it'll be placed. And it's like, motherfucker, we've been predicting this since like last year. Like, and I don't need a source to tell you it's what it's going to fucking be.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, just quick like bullet pointed thing. It was, people are saying exactly, they've confirmed that it'll be the PS4 announcement. Surprise, surprise. Saying it'll be out before the end of the year, saying that the controller has been redesigned, has a touchscreen on it with a share button. Share button lets you put videos and screenshots directly onto the web. It's at any time recording the most recent 15 minutes of gameplay, and that can be uploaded any time as you see fit.
That's cool. Will there be editing software on it?
Or do I don't know.
I bet there will be. Well, they already have it on PS3, I guess, the video apps and whatnot.
Sure. You would assume so, yeah. You'd assume you don't have to upload that 15-minute chunk. I'm assuming you can mess with it, put some wigs and clown hats on people.
Oh, good. That's what I wanted to put.
Wigs and clown hats
on everybody's avatar.
Gotta have them clown hats.
That's about it. We can get the fans.
No, that's fine. It's interesting. Like, I think this plays into what Colin and I think in general we've been talking about, right, that hopefully the reason Vita's been so quiet is because it ties into PlayStation 4. And yeah, if it has a touchscreen there and you can use it. Same functionality. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, God, I just don't know how they're going to do it because I think that Vita will speak to PS4, but you know, we saw Killzone Mercenary, for instance, which looks really good.
Yeah, really,
and
really
it's fun.
Good.
It's a lot of fun. And that, you know, the guys at Guerrilla were telling us that the developer Guerrilla, not just a Guerrilla.
There was a girl in the corner signing at us.
He was telling us that, you know, Killzone Mercenary runs on the Killzone 3 engine, and that there's like a negligible difference in processing power between the Vita and the PS3. Now, if that's true, and it clearly is because we played Killzone Mercenary and it looks like Killzone 3, then it can't possibly run what the PS4 is going to do. And so, like, what could it do? I don't understand.
Well, they're saying they're making Vita games that can work on that.
They're also saying, like, they're saying it would be in place of the start and select buttons. Like, it would be, like, this big. It would be start, select, and share. And then you could presumably display some kind of other, like, very tiny
button. But how am I going to pause my game?
Yeah. Well, touchscreen, I guess. And if it breaks, you're just fucked, I guess.
I hope there's, like, a Tamagotchi minigame that I have to carry my DualShock. Yes. DualShock touchscreen around.
Dreamcast.
You have, like, a strap. The DualShock goes on your arm.
That'd be nice.
There was one for the PlayStation 2. It just never came out. Pocket Station.
Mm.
So, Greg, let's get to the reader, shall we?
Let's see. Jonathan writes in. He says, hello, Beyond crew. Beyond!
Beyond!
With the recent reports of an alleged new PlayStation announcement by Sony coming February 20th, do you think this generation will be a complete 180 of what happened in 2006? It seems Microsoft got their leg up before both because of their timing, and not to mention pricing. But do you think Sony could make it happen? Assuming, of course, they don't make a terrible pricing hardware decision, which they are unfortunately known for.
I love that we all keep forgetting the Wii U's out, because I did it yesterday too. I was like, oh, Sony's going to be first. Oh, never mind, Nintendo's console's out.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, like, I don't think it counts.
Like, I totally agree. And I'm not knocking, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the Wii U's garbage. I'm saying that in this race,
the Wii U
is doing something different. It's not trying to be the next generation console.
During EA's earnings call earlier this week, they said that. They said, like, yes, Wii U is out and it's doing something, but it's not what they're calling part of Gen 4 hardware. It's just totally separate.
Yeah.
So totally, yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's possible, right? It's an important thing to note here is this is not them releasing first. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the argument we had, or not argument, but we had a conversation recently about, you know, Kaz coming out and being like, well, we don't mind if Microsoft was to release first or to announce first. This is all just announcements. Announcements don't matter. It's about release date and pricing and when it comes out. Do I think they have a chance at overcoming Microsoft next time around? Obviously, they have a chance. I don't think they will. The thing about it, right, is that everybody is tied into their Xbox. Like, there's so many gamers tied into that experience and those friends, and they think of their Xbox as their entertainment hub, and PS3 can do all that, right? But if you don't have the friends, if you don't have that infrastructure of connection to it, then you don't really care as much.
How much information do you think is actually going to be unveiled at this event? Do you think they're going to do date and pricing as well as just...
No way.
I want to make predictions here. This is a Colin Moriarty joint. He wants us to come up with 5 predictions.
Okay.
For the thing. We can do it as we go.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you want, we can start talking about that one right now.
Are you dividing it by people, or you're saying it'll be...
No, well, we're going to hash this out. We're going to do this Continental Congress style.
Okay.
Congress style.
Yeah, you know that one. It was back in 1847.
Right.
All the colonies got their guys together, and we were like, we need a state Congress. And the one dude's like, whoa, what about a continental one?
Right.
And they're like, the Intercontinental Championship? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a tie-in, so... The colonies hadn't existed for about 7 years at that point, but they got together and right before Civil War.
Right. Okay. James Madison was all like, hey, guys. He took off his sunglasses, and Ben Franklin was like, whoa, you've got some ideas. You're going to go far. Would you like to be president? And he's like, not yet. Probably, like, I'd like to be, like, the 17th president.
Right.
He's like, all
right. Right. Interesting. Well, that's not what I learned in school, but...
All right, so you want to know, what do you think is going to be revealed at the thing?
That's Are we going one by one? We'll go in a circle.
I don't know. We're just talking.
Okay.
Can we just freaking talk, Goldfarb?
Can we just freaking talk, guys? Jeez.
I love you.
I don't think they announced price.
No, no way.
Oh, no.
I don't think they announced price or release date.
Dude,
I don't think they announced anything other than the fact that, like, hey, we're going to release a console this year. It's been a great year for PlayStation, blah, blah, blah. This is what it looks like. That's it. I think it's going to be like NGP. I think they're going to show it off. We're not going to get a name. We're not going to get a price. We're not going to get a date.
We'll get a name.
I think at the very end, there will be a sizzle reel that we will do a rewind, and we'll be able to say, that's Uncharted, that's Wipeout, that's this and this and this. But they're not going to formally announce games. I don't think there's going to be anything like formal, concrete information out of this.
I agree with that.
I don't agree with that in the sense that I think that there will be specific games revealed.
But you think there's going to be titles. They're going to say Uncharted, Elena's Fortune or something.
Elena's Fortune. Ooh,
wow. I think you'll see at least half of the first party studios games.
I think
you'll see logos and stuff like that. Maybe I think that you'll know what Sucker Punch's game is called. Mm-hmm. I think you'll know what Evolution's next game is called. I think you'll know that Gran Turismo 6 is real. I think you'll know all these things by, like, we're not going to play, like I said on the PlayStation conversation, we're not going to play anything. Like, we're not going to get our hands on this until E3, probably.
Yeah.
But I think that there's going to be, I think it would be pretty interesting and a little lackluster, frankly, even though it's hardware, to see, like, everyone come to New York City, here's what it looks like, we'll tell you more later in the year, by the way, here's a sizzle reel. Like, I don't think so. I think they're going to be like, Sucker Punch is working on this game.
But if they are doing crazy touchscreen stuff in the controller or anything like that, that would be part of that demo. It would be, this is the console, this is what it can do. Again, just like with NGP, like, we saw what that thing could do. They talked about the apps it would have, they talked about the touchscreen interface, the back touch, everything that was in it, but they didn't get into specifics. I mean, I think at that, they demoed Killzone or whatever, and they talked about a couple specific games, and I can see that happening. But again, I totally don't think you're going to get a breakdown of, like, these are the 24 games at PlayStation 4. Like, I think they have to save that for E3.
No, I think they'll have plenty for E3, but I think they're going to say, I think we'll see third party games too.
Could be.
So, and I don't know if they're not going to spend 10 minutes on a game, but they're going to be like, this game, you know, like, or this studio is working on this, and here's this studio, and here's this third person or third party working on this. Here's Madden for the first time. You've never seen Madden. Here's how it looks in next gen. Those kinds of things. I think they have to do that. I don't know. If they will, and I also think there's going to be information on Vita integration.
To back up even further, how long do you think it's going to be, like 1 hour, like an E3 press conference? Yeah. Is this going to be like a 4-hour event?
I think it's going to be 30 minutes. I think, I think it's going to be super, super, super short. I mean, I think they're going to walk out. They're going to be live streaming it so fans can watch. There'll be all sorts of jazz like that. And I think it'll be, hey, everybody, it's me, Jack Trenton. Let's talk about the future of PlayStation. You know, a lot of, you know, blah, blah, blah. They'll do some financials, talk about how they've gotten there. They won't bog you down with them or whatever. And then they'll talk about Wonder Book for a good 30 minutes. No, and then and then he's going to say, you know, it's time to talk about the next our next generation, the future of the brand, and bring out the hardware.
But before we show you the next PlayStation, we want to show you the first exclusive reveal of Wonder Book DLC.
since Last Beyond, Greg and I both got that. Well, I think you had dirty, but I got that platinum.
Yeah, thanks to Trophy Wars. Watch that on YouTube. Huh? All right. Mm-hmm. All right, so right now the predictions then that we're all agreed on right now is number one, no price, no release date. Announced this thing. Number two, nothing playable.
Yes, no, nothing for playable. Sure.
So now what do we want to come to on this game front? I'm kind of with... I see where Colin's coming from. That we're, bring everyone to New York, you want to have a big splash. You need to have a big production. I still think it's more along the lines of NGP, though, where it's going to come out. And you're talking about, you know, we have all these, you know, third parties developed. I think it'll just be logos on a screen for the companies. We have EA and Ubisoft and this, and then Sucker Punch is doing this, and then Naughty Dog is working on something. You know what I mean? I think that's what they'll be confirming. And like you're saying, you know, they'll show maybe a piece of Kills, you know, like NGP.
Maybe one specific game will be demoed to show off some feature. I mean, think of what they have to accomplish with this, right? They have to show, number one, they're announcing a console. Number two, they're saying we have support from all these outlets. Because I agree with you that they don't want to just announce this console and then people are going to be like, oh, man, no one's going to develop for that thing like when Project Shield came out or whatever at CES. Like, Sony has to show that they have a ton of support for it. And the way you do that is by saying games are coming, obviously. I'm just saying I don't think the extent to which they'll show those games will go beyond like beyond a very quick like sizzle reel and maybe one demo. Like I don't think you're going to get a detailed breakdown of like Naughty Dog, the famous developers of the Uncharted series and The Last of Us is back in action with Uncharted 4 and then like a big long thing about it. And then you love Gran Turismo 5. Now it's time for 6 and blah,
coming
blah. Like
2017.
Like I don't think they'll get that detailed because I agree with you. I would think this will be shorter rather than longer. I think like at the longest, it'll be E3 press conference length and at the shortest, like something like 30 minutes.
Well, I mean, E3 press conferences are historically pretty long.
But Sony's are until last year's wasn't.
Yeah, Sony's last year was, I think, standard, right? It was like an hour.
They like shortened it, and Wonder Book took half of it up.
That's true.
Unbelievable.
So short prez, that's good enough for us.
Should we do 3A and 3B?
We don't have to have a consensus.
I like that we do that. I think I like coming.
Well, how do you feel, Clements? Because you would have the vote here to
retire.
Yeah.
Move on. Are we just specifically talking about the length of the press conference?
No, we all agree it's going to be short. All right. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now the question is,
because it just says short prez.
Yeah, well, I've been listening to the conversation.
Obama's going
to
be there, and he's going to be shorter than he normally is.
I have two, but then I got cut off by GoFart like 20 minutes ago, and I was trying to tell a joke. Yeah,
what was the joke you want to tell now?
No, it kind of lost its timing at this point.
Is it Siphon Filter?
I was gonna when Colin was talking about what Sucker Punch's next game was. I was gonna make it like a pretend estimate as to what the game was.
Oh, okay,
and I'm sorry. I never want to cut you off.
It's gonna be called Famous. Ah. It's going to be about a Broadway star trying to make his way in the world.
I like that. I'd play that game.
That'd be awesome.
Starring Hugh Jackman, of course.
Yeah.
What do you think about games? Are we going to see what Colin's predicting, where it's like, Sucker Punch is doing this, Naughty Dog's doing this, here's a whole bunch of footage?
I honestly don't know. I could see both. No. Like, well, okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't have any inside information, but I could see it both ways. Mm-hmm. I mean... I think it would be smart to at least have something to show so you're not just showing, like, a picture on a wall of, like, a system that has no, like, you can't compare it to anything. You have no, like, basis for what am I seeing? Like, what am I looking at besides, like, what it looks like an upgraded PlayStation, we assume.
Yeah.
So I feel like they have to have something. But who knows what the extent of that something is going to be.
Okay. So I like the idea. 1 point in each category, so it's 3-2, so...
I like what you did there. I'm sorry. It took me a second to do that. Man, yeah. I'm a little tired, but not
the It's okay. It's okay.
I guess then what do we say for number four?
Games will be shown, and we leave the extent to which a question mark.
Right.
Like if they just show the system and don't show a single frame from any games, then we're wrong. How about that? Can we?
Fine.
Do we agree on that? Okay.
Can we have a long, awkward pause as one of our predictions as well?
Oh yeah, they'll do the traditional like, and here it is.
Those are the camera shutters.
Yeah, I feel like we need one oddball. I feel like these are pretty safe. Can we get like a crazy...
Well, that's why we're trying to come to the Continental Congress here. What do you want?
Microsoft CEO comes out on stage and announces they're partnering.
This is also 720. You figure, what are we not? We're not touching on the. Do we want to make a prediction on this controller, or do we just want to? The rumors speak for themselves. I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't buy into it.
Yeah, let's make.
I don't know. Why would you make a touchscreen that small?
That I don't get either. Yeah,
that just doesn't make any sense. So that doesn't make any. That's just nonsense to me. So like, that would be really weird.
Let's predict that it is an updated controller, but almost so identical to the DualShock that the updates are pretty inconsequential. Like maybe like a little bit better.
So we're expecting a DualShock-esque controller at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go on board with that.
Sure.
If they show it at all.
Yeah.
So we're saying they will show the controller and it will be DualShock-esque.
DualShock-esque.
Because don't forget that like Nintendo showed the Wii, I think, a year before they showed the controller off. And I think Sony's and stuff. Like, I mean, the Boomerang controller is what they showed at the PS3, but we didn't see the 6-axis till a year later.
Sure. All right, then. Five predictions from Podcast Beyond. No price, no release date. It'll be NGP style. Number 2, nothing will be playable. Number 3, it'll be a short presentation. Number 4, games will be shown. To what extent? There's an argument in the group. And number 5, a DualShock-esque controller. It'll be shown. There you go.
Yeah, and I'm just interested in... I mean, the rumors are interesting. The rumors... I think Edge had a rumor saying that... yes.
Yeah.
Adam Copeland?
Yeah. No, the guy from YouTube.
Yeah, the guy from YouTube. He called me up. He's like, I got a hot scoop here about the PlayStation 4. Edge was saying, I think it was Edge, that it will be out in 2013 here and in Japan, but not in Europe.
Oh, interesting.
Which is what happened with the Wii U. Right? Yeah.
Yep.
So that would be interesting, which suggests they want to hit their home territory and the world's biggest market in the United States. And their home territory in Japan suggests that there's going to be supply constraint problems, or at least they anticipate that there will be, which is interesting. Yeah, and I think that that's something that is, if that's true, that's something that Sony feels confident about this this console, because they don't think that they can spread them along the entire geography of the world. Right.
I wonder if they're going to be taking as big of a hit on actual production costs as they did with the PlayStation 3. I wonder like how much they've refined their manufacturing process since then. Because I know it's going to be an updated console, but I mean, you can only update it so much with what's on the market today, like with what kind of processor technologies and stuff you have. So I'm really curious. Like, I'd be interested to know. I hope they... Well, I know they won't release that information, but I'm curious to see when someone actually breaks it apart and
the components
prices it out.
Yeah. The components have to be more affordable now, and I still think they'll sell it at a loss. I think they'll probably sell it at a significant loss.
You think so?
I think they have to get these things out there. I really feel like they have to get these things. Like, these have to be cheap, man. The PS4 has got to be like $300. You know, like, I really feel that way. Get them out, eat it, even for a couple of years until.
What's the cutoff for price, you think? But like I say, like
Afraid they're gonna say this thing's like $500.
I think I'm afraid of $499, but I hope they'll go $399. I think $399 is all right for next gen. Here's this crazy.
I mean, the Wii U is $300 and $350. So it's like thinking about the marketplace, right? The Wii U, people are already like, that thing needs a price drop. That thing needs a price drop. I think $399 for a true next gen experience, something where people feel like they're really getting something different, $399? Would be very competitive.
Did you say $399?
Yeah.
I think that they're going to – I don't think that these things are locked in. I think Microsoft and Sony are playing a game with each other now where it's like
– what you going to do?
You know, who's going to – like, I think pricing is everything. Sony is not – Sony is learning lessons from – they. It's clear that they've learned lessons from what they did with PS3. The bravado of the PS3 launch will go down in history as a massive blunder. Massive blunder. And I think that – they realize that if they can sell it at a loss, they make money on software. They publish games. You know, you make money on software. Every game that's sold on PlayStation Network, they get a chunk of it. You know,
yeah.
So if you just sell them at a loss, you make it back. You make it back, and they know that. You know, and Sony's going to be in the black by that time, so they can afford with cash on hand. You have to assume that they might want to have cash on hand with the sale of the building in New York City to be able to take financial hits like this and have liquid cash. So I mean. All of these things could be playing with all of these factors that have been going on for the last few months could have everything to do with PlayStation 4.
Cash isn't liquid, okay? It's paper. Mm-hmm. Come on.
It's a solid.
Yeah, it's a solid mass.
Raymond writes into Beyond at IGN.com, just like you can. He says, a PS4 announcement might be coming later this month in New York. Thanks for breaking that news, Raymond.
What?
Many PlayStation fans are going to flip their shit. Do you think it's a smart move by Sony releasing the news of PS4 this early? Time to start my PS4 fund! There you go, Raymond.
Yes, it's a very smart time for them to do it, right? Because you're already saying you're going to save your money by getting out there and showing you all the cool things it does, and then waiting 6, 7, 8 months is the whole point, that you have the money. You can sit down and put aside money and understand this giant investment is coming, and you get excited. You talk about it all the time.
Yep. It's a great time. All the kids will be getting their money from graduation. They'll be putting it right in the bank.
I don't think it's going to take long for Microsoft to follow this.
I still think they're in the same boat. They'll want to get out before E3.
Probably within
that.
A month, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now PlayStation's going to dominate the conversation. They're going to want to even move quicker, probably.
Think about why it's a good idea, though, apart from, you know, they have 3 games left by the time the announcement comes. Like, 3 first-party or published games. One of them isn't first-party.
God of War,
Last of Us, and Beyond Two Souls. Right. And I'm kind of wondering if Beyond Two Souls is getting ported to the next system. But we saw
God of War 2 style.
We saw, well, yeah, I think you might be right at that. And when we saw it, it was on a PlayStation 3. It's not like they were playing it on, like, some sort of ambiguous PC or whatever.
Ambiguous piece.
But, like, that game is just, like, I don't know what the hell's going on with that game. But the point is that these are 3 big games. And so, like, I don't think that, like, by announcing the next console, they're going to mess with their own market as far as, like, everyone that loves PlayStation is going to buy The Last of Us and God of War. Beyond Two Souls, maybe not.
I think it'll do well.
No, I think it will, too, but I don't think that has, like, the power of God of War or whatever. So I think that they're, like, now, like, you know, everything's out. And it's time, like you said, to get the wheels in motion. Remember, we're not really going to hurt ourselves by doing that.
Sky,
something to consider.
Turning,
love that journey. Love it.
It's Podcast Beyond. Oh my God.
Oldie, but a goodie.
Congratulations if you got that reference. Robert from Los Angeles writes, Beyond. I'm going to sneeze. Go for it.
God bless you.
Right in your hands.
You guys should do a podcast right after the event in NYC with all of your thoughts and impressions. This one? Did I read the wrong one?
Yeah. I said, Robert from Los Angeles.
Oh, well, I read the one at the
bottom. That's fine. Jason writes in, you guys should do a podcast right after the event in NYC with all your thoughts and impressions. Jason, we're going to do so much stuff surrounding that event. You have no need to worry.
Stuff you can't even know. Stuff that's not even legal. It's going to be gross, the stuff they do surrounding that event.
Got to pay for our New York City hotel room somehow. Right? Robert from Los Angeles writes in, Beyond. The Wii U didn't have any first-party games I wanted and lacked impressive new features at launch. I did not buy one. With Naughty Dog, SCE, Santa Monica, and Insomniac all releasing games this spring, do you think the PlayStation 4 will suffer a similar lack of first-party support?
No way. No, absolutely not.
I mean, Naughty Dog, I think every
studio that Sony owns is working on a PS4 game.
Yep. Right.
Remember, Naughty Dog has 2 teams. Insomniac has more than 1 team. I think they have 3. Santa Monica has... I'm doing a piece soon on something about Santa Monica, and when we saw God of War last year and they invited us in or whatever, they told us that, you know, Sony Santa Monica put out 12 games last year. And I was like, that's not true. But it is true. They did put out that many games. Santa Monica's got so many tentacles with XDev and all of these things that they do that there's certain Santa Monica is like a very important studio to them. They're definitely I would assume that it's a given that they're working on a next gen console. Every team except for maybe Bend, I would say, is working on a PS4 game. So
yeah, there's plenty of stuff up the nerd hole. Plenty of stuff.
There's a ton of stuff up that hole. Is all we're saying.
I think that about covers all the crazy ass rumors and stuff. Those are the burning questions we got from the kids. Remember, if you want to be part of the show, beyond@ign.com. Usually Podcast Beyond publishes on Tuesdays. You can get it off your favorite podcast service. Watch the videos we break out on IGN. Exactly. Go to IGN too. That's where all the videos will be. That's where we'll have all this crazy New York City coverage, all the crazy PlayStation 4 coverage. I can only imagine how jam-packed the next 20 days are going to be with stuff leading up to this and then the fallout from it. So definitely an exciting time to come to IGN.com. Follow us on Twitter. IGN's IGN. I'm Game Over Greggy. Ryan is Pwom Cider. Goldfarb is Garfep. No Taxation is Colin Moriarty. Clements, take me home.
Greg, tell me about that PlayStation 4, man. How's it doing?
It's cool. What?
It's coming.
What's it doing?
Coming to New York City. Oh, my God. It's Shuhei. And he's coming to New York City. On a boat, most likely.
Beyond.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the
given the
circumstances of her disappearance. Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
Save yourself.
What else would it be?
The Shared Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.